shitting us.
Toilets. Gur míle mata sin agus ó hárla gúilim i bhád ar ní sin an áir a bhíú ar an deirtha. Tá an bahas leis níos in sínse go leis ce ná mar a bhíú. So I know this because I am, you know, myself bilingual, and I'm going to work with you between Gaeilge and Béarla, between the two languages. And it was interesting, it wasn't Max, but I think it was our winner who came up, and Moira. And one of the first things she said was, I'm Moira in English, and I'm Moira in Irish. And I'm Marie in English. And of course it's very interesting because, you know, not that we get lost in translation, but it's a whole reality for us of who we are. And when I was 19, which a long time ago, I met a writer and a poet. In fact, I had studied his work for junior cert, or intercert, I think we call it in those days. And I met him actually on the plains of East Galway because he was from there. And within 3 weeks we had decided that we were going to spend the rest of our lives together. And which is what we did. But I think we probably had decided before the 3 weeks. Now there was a couple of things about it. One was that I was 19 and he was 53. But we didn't live by maths, thank goodness. And of which I was never very good at, but it's almost like a cliche now, a great challenge not to be good at maths. And the second thing was that when I studied him, the first time that I ever heard this name, the name I heard was Ona Thurich, which was whose poetry I had learned. But of course, he was also, and fundamentally, and first off, he was Eugene Waters, which is quite different from Ona Thurich. And I said, well, then when we decided that we'd get married and we needed this piece of paper and to kind of, I suppose it was a legal thing. I didn't think that we needed it at all. But as things happened, I found out that, yes, it was very helpful. But I said to myself, well, it's very simple, because he was really caught between these two persona, and it was quite a leap to go from Eugene to Owen, or back from Owen to Eugene. So, Egideri here is Michelam Hain. I'm going to avoid all that stuff altogether. I'm just going to be Rita Kelly. But of course, that didn't happen. I ended up with three names. And I was both Benny Hurish and Mrs. Waters. Now, let's see, it's wonderful to be back. Because go heaven, quidro all reach or fall, argus, or chulagwina in all veil. Agus an méid massa atá agam éid an sprid atá anseo, tá atmosfér fri leanseo, agus is cuidim leam an úr dheirnach ar ámi ón, and it's just wonderful to be back with you again. And the fact that, you know, people are so interested in poetry and have no problem and in terms of the validity of everybody's voice in this room. And it's wonderful, rather than just being, you know, passive audiences, and that I feel, you know, wonderfully between those two movements. And that is so different, it's so unique, and it's so organic. And as I said, it's a great pleasure always, and a great inspiration to be here. So I'm going to start with a little Shra Dantur Romansula. And we can say, of course, that all poems are love poems, or so they tell us. And it may well be so. And these ones I translated myself, I suppose, on the basis that I wrote them in Irish first, and then as part of, I think this book goes back to 1990, so it wasn't normal, ni rashik and normal again on Berlags and Regia, I to in Loud Warn. So the Vichy Haravat asking enough egg and all, I just a view don't bearle an don't wege agus an chin na hashtakoi. So what I do is I'll just read it in English first and then I'll read the Irish, and that gives you a way in if you don't have Irish at all, or if it's completely alien to you, or if it's somewhere back here. As somebody said earlier tonight, you know, if we've come through the Irish education system, well then, some of it has stayed with us. So I walk through the old classroom without question. It is better for me to listen and to wait. It is so long ago since pupils lost themselves here in their lessons, and in the whisper of the dream which opened up the world to them, through the window frame, and through language, and the slender bare feet slipping across the floorboards. The echo of their voices comes to me and rests on the desks, and I hear it with my fingertips as I rub the old timber which carries the mark of years. This echo is the sweet voice of the centuries. It is so pleasant being here with the ghostly scholars. I feel no sadness, no dark memories, because you fill the room and brighten the blackboard. The window holds your face in its form. And outside in the schoolyard, we remember just how lively, strong, and eager we were as students, and suddenly eye contact is not enough. Shulam tri homra nirong. Gumilish gait martha asma arm homai. Tashka kahmein amrcha tachin yirimi o. Shulam tri homra nirong dan keshtar bi. Ismihit dam eishtacht, fanach, maris fado avishi kalte I daivraf na gyacht. Agzi gogani na hashlinge, adoskul an daun ila doiv, tri krut na fwinoige, tri vian na wachil, tri chliach na cwysi slimme, ar clorcha an orloir. Tagan manuwer na lorach a hagam, a anan ar uach dar boid. Ag sa clisham I mór na meiracha a gwimil sir na aimant, a wil thos na mlienta ed. Binga ni gienta. Ag is even fe hansia, I mas na sgoloiri, gan cuad a laidh na dof cuivne. Mar lín tu an siomra, agus gialan tu an clar dof. Agus quinion an inio da ai in a cratla. Am wifrin eid, I dlos na sgwela, ho haliwcoch, tion tu nhonach, is a vir mor riad mar sgoloiri, tepan ar ganga na sŵl. And there were various ones. There's another one that you are the gift of morning. The way it creates you, a voice, a little movement, a delightful change of breathing. Morning is so delicate with you. A line, an outline, a real outline. She draws you back out of the night. She does it so gently and so quietly, steady and unruffled. And then the morning breaks the branches of the trees at your window. And she starts your dog barking. We create and nurture each other in the affectionate influence of morning. But the evening takes you back again. You must turn at the door and drive back the road which stretches between us. The same road which leads to me and away from me in the same movement. But the mornings are miraculous. And the entire day and the night are woven into them limitlessly. Is Brunthus an imagine who? An chui in a brahin chi who? Go mion blue shots, ashru even an awa. Tashi mon wad and ho loch yach lat. Lina im lina fear im lina, banan chi who in near us in ihim. Who shave shin. Is yen and chie, who kyun suckers. And chin crahin chi bring long a grong or scorn of winoega, agas grigan chi an madra hun tafin. Crahin agas kahin wedehele, igorle agas I gun the matina. Lachen an thronon of who, a rashabish, Nurus Gordich Castle Lacadurish. Agus Tartry Mortar, a Taidal Adre, on Boker Kena, a Heenan Huggum of his Wem in Ain Shinu O'Wine. Tan a Madanaka, Homerutachin, Agus Tan Law, our fathers and Ehe, Fitcher Unto, Don Creepsh. And you will hear, of course, that my Irish is very much Connemara Irish, even though now I am privileged to live in Iguinamun for Dunkidowit, Idraw Warriors and Dacia. I can be Hunan Chishin, Agus Trilornamun, Agus Kirky, Ak Ernam Gena, Nihun Rail Connemara, Wilder Nirania, Agus Railen Vin. So, just another one of those. And it's summer before the voice breaks in the branch, before the world reaches the light, before the last dream leaves the eye, the shadow of a bat flits across the blind hollow of dawn. Summer midday. There is a girl in the river, they say, 3 miles up last night. They are searching for her body. She jumped off the bridge, and 30 years old, they think. Always a bit odd. And snout, a rat swims, and the skin of the river contracts, and something thuds against the boat. A lump of timber floats by us with the stream. Summer sunset, soft breeze now, not a wrinkle on the river, and the late bee bats out of a flower, and birds return delighted with themselves to the treetops. And the day gathers itself for going. It is an empty feeling. And the moment sits as if the great events of life are happening somewhere else far away. And this present here has been forgotten. Saura rev gohar geog. Sala shrachan an daun han salish. Sala neilin an ringla jo shram sool. Nishkihan an ska sequiach. Saurum yon le, a hollin sanaum jerter, 3 vila huas arrayed. I kurdach a kirk tahir, har in drehed a huir. Trich a blin shilter, in a hatchik on reel. Smoth, franchach ik snav, trappin kraken aum, trust fwin maul. I just jen bloch aimet to haring, ne shro. Saurum, Draw Lee Grainier, Log Lohinier, Gun Rick, or Owen. Bach and Jerry, a googie las blood lotha, Philo, Agus Flas Nanem. Etcher, on board Trin, on Loy Trino, a Colalesh, full of us an atmosphere, Agus Gek, a nomades, who will more Tolachon and Thielic Torlu in Askel Gachduna. Ivadsen in the game, agus an ur lawshock shock, ligher in Yarmouth. Agus to shrashin, quir me gerilish le kushchina, tasha anshin clear fad, igoni kushchina, to relikins triul, agus tirul. Tinner, Agus and Tinner Oscarshaw. By the fire, a midnight hour, the whole world left and overlooked by us. Turf smoke and no trauma. There is such pleasure in being nestled. Cus Tinner, Idachan and Yanni here, and down in the Ligian Yarmouth, Galmona, Galubuata, not even the Cypre. Sorry, before I put that one away, it's just, it's amazing, of course, how life catches up with us and how things change. And this one, it's in English, now you read it for you in English, and it's called Waiting for the Ferry. And I was waiting for the ferry in Holland, I think it was the Hook of Holland, and I was coming back to Harwich and then driving from there. I was coming from Germany because I lived there for a while, and work there as well. Sorry, Commissioner. And now I find, of course, that there were such things as guilders, which don't exist anymore. So at least we have the euro now, and we've all got common everything. And there were such things as telephones, that you press buttons, as you'll hear. And no such things as mobile phones and instant connection and communication. And it's quite funny, in one sense, to read that from another time. You kind of say, what's that mean? Your voice sounds far away, out of reach in a time beyond Greenwich. And the telephone demands yet more guilders with a blinking insistence. While informing me in five languages that I can increase the volume of your voice by pressing button B. I do, and you sound closer to me, and as calm as this Dutch Sunday morning. I will face the North Sea, headed in your direction, with no navigation skill, knowing there is no easy course to reach you, and that you may have quit the watch, the empty seas. Take care, you say, as the last guilder drops, and I might risk it all by trying to say the pent of regret, by trying to bring the hope of you breathlessly to speech in the dying seconds of this conversation. And you might perhaps talk of pain and what is possible. But this strict Dutch machine completely silences you. So, an larger tame hobrudol as hash guil anjara erfad jenta le maklen of Iagum, no scolorin of Iagum, nerevicius and idribli. So, an ishtahoshe a munus nadesha as a welt lorsta and shinta agi welt lorsta for larga. So, it's more and rode garage am. Mars Glorja Agasanish Gwilche a fine moon mar moonchar aliena and von Larsha in Wilga a wine. So I just it's the selected poetry really, and they were selected by Maureen Hoyne, and we go back a long way. Maureen Hoyne is Oliver Wilge Glorja Iluna Tishin Glorja the Fordic is from Cornrock. And it's interesting when somebody does that, because you know sometimes you don't see the mountain if we're too close, and they can get different patterns. This one is just, you can hear it, and because I suppose I lived on the river and you can hear about boats and so on, when we went to spend the rest of our lives together, we lived in this lock house, which was technically an island. There was no way into it on the River Barrow. In South Kildare, but actually no county would claim it. So this was before 77, I think, and Jack Lynch brought in wonderful things like getting rid of rates or property tax. But we didn't have property tax before 77 because no county would claim it. So we were sandwiched on the River Barrow, in this technical island, between Leash, Kildare and Carlow. And just as they wouldn't claim us, well, then we didn't have any benefits either. So we needed a car to go to wonderful places like Ballyvourner, Ballyrteadric, or Gortha Huirca, or Glencullen Kille, and all the other places, Blackley, of course, we had to go, and Corky, where we came in those early days in the 70s, to the wonderful Irish and English department here. And all kinds of drugs. We had to keep a car, and then we couldn't bring that in the boat, so we did a deal with people in the post office because we had to collect our mail as well, and all these wonderful things. And we didn't have things, we had no telephone, and we had no radio, and we had no television, any of those things. So we spent our lives living the literary life, which meant we knew when it was breakfast time, but we didn't always know what we were going to have for it, if anything. Not much has changed on that front, actually. Aonhar and Aslay. So this is the river going over the weir or the waterfall. And they're very spectacular, and there are a lot of them on the Barra. And there's a very interesting connection with Sean Fuelong, who was connected with Great Namana, which is further down on the Barra and very dramatic with its waterfall. So you can just go with me on this one. Aonhar and Aslay is Cahinadia. Quidder or quidder or carter heart, go tall blodrach, go spress reinach, nirilachan gyalo on ithrinias om lohu, flos finishke, gobanis quippinchi ach sigulchach, quirter gachkan etzelte er lul, shiske chofarte, e kleinu egin e gyad dochele. Sim gopio titchum o ladron gulul. Latin an bradan sus, e miaura a classe lu. Lin al nucoc tu lubelasa in aie kinuna soas, go hitzer ginsa in uchter aum. O ulzirse in nawas in urgatut an divagoin. Fecken si a scor an drill glenop, I e dol in mun a nidder, go squeal in an ein frisla roi, a jay is the hivacha. On an untown of his angs and unlawn. As he may off a gone teal, it's a regan a yuck a coopless law, a slahak the vader of the, a creedle, the fat the forgiga, go hehe, go hege. And before I close this one, I want to read you at least a piece of it. And it's lowercase, the title is very simple. And it will resonate here, as it always does. And Cork means so many people to me, and one of them, of course, is Michael Davitt. And Michael always wrote his name as Michael Davitt. We were a kind of probably the only ones who did that by using our names, our English names that we had been given. And it was a bold thing to do, and it was a bold thing, and I mean bold in both senses of the word. When he was doing it in 1972, thereabouts, 1970s, early 1970s with Inchi, and I began to do the same thing. And I've called it In Memoriam because it's not right that he's not with us. Just as much as I was saying to Nags earlier, it's also not right of the world that we do not have Paddy Galvin and Mary Johnson anymore. They are such losses, not only to Cork, and to Munster, but to the whole endeavour of poetry. So, Michael Davitt. Lowercase or dus, donagulior on bunlag and verla, ap ee cominach. On goelen or follow near the vroesa, e greel or kashok, e nivnach wood. Ee karkiak. But Anankarki is Gakilin Nila Hauliot, is the Railiot, Sen Idr Atra, that Mister in between. Idra Nud Dulthach is a Nad Darafak, Foregnach, Shave. Nishon, on Tullav, on Phila, on Maestro. It Galer Kush Lee, Kush Chile, on Triumvirate Lounge of Court Cultura, Erfudnatira, Igulati. Igulaid Aida in sleep, beating, battering, and bringing new interpretations of being Irish, composing in Irish, finding an articulation and an authority for Irish. Ibos cool eachas, idranglam notation, rhythmic and pitch, misha Aida, tasa Aida, shifsha Aida, shina Aida, nisthu lani na devil Aida, zastad bachach, Lap wanginach, nor a queer to the hollis or a mantelpiece, shakas free moshe. Ni yaki to rea frishkaka the lampa, long and lasta. Rodegan fion is cheerul fruit. Rodegan lock is bligarder fruit. Rodegan dayenta, davesa glote few. Davaka to a, taka shame in a der. Dagerach a rucher, Bale and her tailing, Niketo a him, Behin and Kedor da Baka mehene, Behin and Kedor Dara awareness David Agam Adonis Macum and Cliche Classica Corkaguina Cossada Comha Rui Katak Fion Salus Asindanal Fion McCoil Bajer Layak is Ogar Dioga Kosfarge Kaliot File Antalish Beautiful Venice Ventry A hill of rain or Nahula Quena. Beautiful La Dirch on Dina Eil Mool, a reach is a reach Ella Le Jernis. Is mean lum, a veen lesh, is coon a niche bak pivna. Ak I the cause of Davit, Nira Amy Savresh, the ye earth Adonis. Brunthanus Kinchi Gorkaguina, Igorki is in Lantlia. Pian Victura common far Eil Mool dum, Kush Roger. A glass of cafe, van and chelum, law brass sour a corcuina, and round triblood animativus chit, sa eki at the yark. No one round to seer, seer o gachil a churum, o gachil a skull, a chop sa heart. A chop bumata, each of two hain is on law. Is following an ish folly laws of a mantaka hanamara. Is father when draw worn me and moon queen. Neef you fachinish, neef you upper nor lower case. Quid agin balius, quid ella agin amalius jack, art coffeehack, art concreteach, imel cottock. Rumpy, extapo and truha, rumpy grana, grum war his roin. Neef you fachinish, neef you cock quit. Nifu gwych tasa lollipop and tail o lava uderos a hain le is gur lug to su javlas the jaragan lollipop ood in ain alpa woin os ar boir. Fugur dynamorn in ye have yon the tree a gwyr sploder foon is sweet loga na hien the shin an ish drop rekihe na lehen da homain the trave she jet agar her. Sol ma goon ni gorachi a sule I lava wash I shona asmedel. Sol ma eilig shenis ennis wen men a meir of a kyon will a jack coma. Sol ma vrish an anunakas I seal shave fall the gilla grid. Cross gara ama. Trop na kashak yamat lay is tasa imaha hanafe. Come again, Cassis the Tree. Come again, Quidge and Bohren, and bring Loja Hulamer net. Boggon the Conra when the mall on Law Shropshaw, and how four is Fatchisak. To Imahan Ishukri, or Chorn or Nagla. Be bold, be italic, be mild, be master Yangle, be Davish. I think so we can either manage for mine. And the hits in. You must watch me now.
Is the other?
Yeah. Watch the left.
Yeah.
Give you two more and then we'll see how we're doing. Because I don't want to take all the time.
No, not that.
Sure. Okay. It's in English, and I've called it the Mountaineer, and you get the sense, I think, of what might be going on, and it's the kind of, what Elliot just talked about, preparing a face for the faces that we meet, and how we maybe get pushed into things, and then how we have to behave in a particular way, and what's expected from us, and the surprise of the performance and so on. I saw a man who had reached his pinnacle squeeze his upper body with his arms, so tight across his chest that all his clothes rode up, up on that platform above us. An awkward child, he shut us out. he held himself way within. A man famed for being affable is a stiff, dead kind of man now, in uneasy clothing. The weave is uneasy. It makes us uncomfortable as he reaches for the things he feels we want to hear. This pinnacle seems such a narrow place. We thought he might slip, hurt himself, perhaps. His unease, his discomfort, makes it difficult for us to keep composure, to stay and watch the empty upturn of his face. The minions flock about, anxious little dogs. Their eyes dart from side to side. This man was warm on the reaches of the ascent, showed a humor spiked with fun. Now it is a hollow mask. His fine warmth is undone. They will not make him king or president. They will keep him where he is. Bring him on, roll him in for these events, because it is their right with his consent. And I want to finish by reading one, particularly for Mags. That's Mags Creedon. Where is she? There she is. And she'll see why I'm going to read this one for her. Let me see now if I can find it. And it's like that we've known each other since forever, but of course we haven't. But we have known people who have so enriched our lives. And having that lovely bond of affection with these people. And this poem I've called Cups, and you'll see why in a moment. And it's for Paddy Galvin and Mary Johnson. And I dedicate it to both of them. I want to read it for Mags. And I should tell you, I suppose, that of all the many lives that they both lived, one of them was that Paddy worked in a bra factory in England, in London. And of course, he loved it. That's why I've called it Cups. So Mags, here goes. From the King's Road to Pimlico, up and down they go, in and out of shabby Notting Hill pubs, keeping up their East End long before the lowlifes and the layabouts joined in the fashionable flow. The period was vibrant with canned soup, transistors, Mini Coopers and miniskirts. It was all cheesecloth and Mary Quant. Flats and flea markets. Mick Jagger or the Hollies, depending on how you liked your rock. How could we know? How did any girl know whether at Tottenham Court or stepping over Putney Bridge that you had shaped their cups, pulled, stretched and moulded right around the clock? Double shifts and time and a half. The work ethic was chic. And industry took on a whole new meaning. Millions of molded white receptacles passing by in slow motion on a conveyor belt. They were black too, pink and a kind of fleshy beige. But that was a separate section. Time and motion was a storm of possibilities, and quality control most certainly had to do with lift and separate. And now, Mary, when he walks down the mall or crosses at the Metropole, it's not the amount of newly registered cars in Cork that sets him figuring. He isn't reading the sky either, calculating the rain clouds blowing in from Lisbon. Oh no, he's reading the cups, not the shape of things to come, rather the shape of things as they are. He knows all about our fluctuations, our A's and B's and C's and double D's. How snug they fit, how real they are. We are measured at a glance, the eye being quicker than the hand, and he'll decide with a quiet smile how much work, if any, is needed on our foundations. And wheeling into Oliver Plunkett Street, there are more and more to meet, coming from Cash's lopsided purchases, where a woman had taken them into a kind of private sanctum to measure and recommend the best fit, the snuggest cup, or a real life.